Caribbean Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Paul McCartney is sponsored by Advantage Insurance, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, J.S. Johnson, Marco's Pizza, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Ron's Electric Motors, and Wilmax Pharmacy.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. All right, we'll be talking current affairs today. I'm not aware of any guests we have coming on. That doesn't mean that there are no guests coming on. I'm just not aware of any at the moment. All right. So someone already sent me a message. Say, Juan, Brave gone again. Yeah, he gone. He only gone Miami. You know, that's right there. I know who was. He take with him, but just Miami. Boy, Brave, I can't help you. These people, when they see you with wheels up, man, you gotta, you know what I mean? Me, I was hanging out till about Christmas. After Suriname, was it? That was gonna be Canto. Yeah, I could video record, so I can't come. I could video record, we could do Zoom. Unless something going on. That's the thing, you don't know too. You don't know because I'm not trying to defend nothing, but you don't know what's going on. Like, he could be like, okay, well, the Caribbean Development Bank people are going to be there. I want to go meet with them. I want to go talk to them, you know? Because you have guys there like that, like movers and shakers, and that could be what's behind it. But it's just what all we see is, oh, you're giving a keynote address. You got to go there for that. And even though it's just Miami, which I don't diss Miami. Miami's nice, but it's easy to get to and not expensive to get to. Even though it's just Miami, that perception's setting in. And that's a tool that the opposition can use to beat you all over the head with. And it will take traction if it keeps up. But I don't know why your, and this is no shade, I don't know why your public relations, your communications people are not telegraphing to you in a very serious way that this is something that could seriously take hold. I don't know why no one's telling him what the ramifications of this could be. All right. Now, we have going on in the country several things. So the first thing is this oil spill in Exuma. That's the first thing. Actually, no, let me start with something else. I'm going to get to the oil spill. Give me a moment here. I have here in my hand a Census 22 callback card. Callback card 22. It's got some numbers on it. I don't know what they mean, but I found this on my gate this morning. All right. Now, this says, Commonwealth of the Bahamas, Census of Population and Housing 2022, time 8:29 p.m., date July 19th, 2022. Your census enumerator was here and will call back at no time, no date. Please arrange for someone to be home at that time. What time? Or contact your enumerator, and they left the name and the phone number of the census office. All right, so I'm gonna call you, right? That ain't no problem. But 8:29 is too late to come to my house. I have a great deal of respect for what you're doing and the data you're collecting. 8:29 is too late. I think you should reconsider coming by people's house that late. That's not an appropriate time to visit for the census. I don't know the hours of operation, but particularly people with, and you don't know whose house you're coming to more than likely. Well, you may have some idea, but you're not certain. But with people with children under the age of, say, 12, 8:30 is too late to come by someone's house. That throws, and you don't want to be rude to the census people, and you want to comply, and you want to really participate as a citizen, because I heard a lot of people doing some really dumb stuff with the census enumerators, and I'm of course, not a moron, so I want to participate. 8:29 is too late, all right? I don't know what they do in other parts of the world. You can send me data from all over, from Timbuktu, and what they do in Finland and Holland, the States, or whatever like that. 8:29 p.m. in Nassau, the Bahamas, for people with children is too late. Now, I don't know if you knew who was in the house or whatever like that, but I don't think you're going to get a lot of traction 8:30 at night. Plus, people ain't too keen on opening the door for people 8:30 at night, census enumerator or not. I know you guys carry ID, all that. I just think after dark is not good. Not in Nassau. That may be more in the Family Islands they could deal with that or something like that, but in Nassau, I'm not trying to have nobody in my house for the census 8:30 at night. I don't recall how long the last census survey took me, but at that point in time, I'm winding down. Plus, I'm still working 8:30, but no one believes this to me. They go, I'm going to come by. And no, don't. I'm working. We're all over here. Come on out. I don't know how to hammer this concept into people's heads. I work for the newspaper. The newspaper closes late at night. I work essentially until the newspaper, until the newspaper gets sent to the overnight team. I'm working. I can't do anything. Leave. I can't step out and have conversations. I can't talk to census people. It is impossible for me to do. That's a situation that's probably very specific to me and a handful of others, but it is just for the census and for everyone else under the sound of my voice, I can't do nothing with you 8 o'clock at night. Not Sunday through Thursday. Nothing. I have to reschedule work altogether and take time off. So don't ask. I can't come see you. We can't go for drinks unless I'm off. I can't do it. Any evening, any day, Monday through Thursday, Sunday through Thursday. Now, I'm going to give you a call back, census enumerators, because I rate you, but it ain't going to be no 8:30 at night. I might as well brief you. Had you come 6 o'clock, we could have sat down and had biscuits and tea. All right. We got a call. Sure. Let's do that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm great. How's it going?
Really well. Awesome. I just want to underscore the suggestion that you did make about the census timing. Mm-hmm. Because we are having some long days right now. Sun rises after 6 and ends just about 8. And you're rightly saying that after dark is basically a no-no. With your schedule, a 5-day schedule or so, you can reappoint, reassign them a time to come. But generally, they shouldn't be coming at night, period.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So I agree with you. Normally, person work 9 to 5, you know, they come in between an hour break or whatever, you know, make arrangement and come. People get time to look the news and things like that. But nobody wants anyone in their home after 7:30 in the evening. And this evening with a long daylight.
I agree. Totally. Thank you. I totally agree. It's too. The work of the census is extraordinarily important. Census enumerators were at my wife's father's house. Last Sunday, I believe it was, not Sunday before last, And they came in, it was no problem. They showed ID, they got like, they had a vest on or something, my wife was saying something like that. And they said to you about the household, you know, and they ask you about who's in the house, their ages, their income, all this. I think the work is extremely important so that we have demographic information about it. Who is in the Bahamas? How many people are in the Bahamas? Because not only for our own purposes, but for the international purposes as well. If we can enumerate these things, if we can do household surveys and understand who's here, their ages, we can understand what kind of programs we need to implement. We can understand what kind of aid we need to seek. We can understand how to plan for the future. But if you don't, if you can't count it, you can't manage it. All right. So if you don't know how many people you got and what age they are, if you have no idea of what kind of incomes are coming in and what households are generating in terms of income, you're really going to be lost. All right. You're not going to be able to forward plan as a nation. All right. It also gives a great deal of information about employment, unemployment, because they don't do a labor force survey. When they do the census, which I believe is a mistake. I think it's just a matter of resources, if you want to allocate more resources. And so it's not the Bahamas National Statistical Institute, all right? And they got to do the census. We couldn't do it in COVID because, anyway, never mind. We couldn't, they didn't do it in COVID, and now they are trying to do it now. All right. It says, do the people think the PM scheduled all these events? I agree he doesn't have to go to all or carry a large delegation, large entourage. But can we find out why it is important for him to attend before we start criticizing? Maybe his press secretary or comms person can lay this out. I mean, I hear you, but is that on me to go figure out why it's important for him to attend before he is critiqued for traveling? I'm not critiquing him. I'm telling him what the perception is going to be. If you think it's important for you to travel as much as you have traveled, which is a lot, as far as I can see, then you need to have your communications team on it to explain what is happening at that. Now, Canto's, you know, not something you're going to lose out me a great deal on if you don't attend. But if they ask you to do the keynote address and it's right there in Miami, you can just say, okay, well, I can't make that day and the world's not going to stop. You know, you're a new prime minister. You want to go rub shoulders, but you've been to CARICOM. You've been to CHOGM. You dig what I'm saying? You've been to Glasgow. You've been to the UN. So you've been to the thing of the Americas, the Conference of the Americas. So, you know, the fact that you're trying to figure out why is it important for the prime minister to attend Canto, I don't know that I'm willing to do that kind of deep dive worth of research, because Canto ain't that type of party, like where all the heavy hitters are going to be. You could have easily sent someone else to go to Canto. You didn't, and that's fine, but you easily could have. I don't know who's in charge of technology and all this other stuff that they do at Canto, interconnectivity, but you could have easily sent another minister to go to Canto. The prime minister doesn't have to go. And look, you could pretend and fake all you want, but perception is what is going to matter in the end. Even if you have results, perception will still matter. So if you have a ton of results and people are like, boy, this dude is results-oriented, we're getting things done, and da-da-da-da-da, and he runs to the Bahamas, then you're good. But if you're getting things done and you're results-oriented and all that stuff's happening, things are getting done, but you're like, this man travels all the time, spends all the money on travel, X, Y, Z, da-da-da, that perception can often far outweigh what you're doing. Perry Christie got voted out. In 2007, the economy was doing great. He lost an election because the perception was, he was running a sloppy show. Cabinet ministers were doing all what they wanted and they weren't organized. And perception won out. All right? You had Ingram, who made a lot of stuff happen. A lot of people didn't like the way he did a number of things, but he got a lot of stuff done in the middle of a worldwide recession, which I'll always give Ingram credit for. But it brought a lot of debt. Not everything was done perfectly. part of that probably because he had Nico Grant running the road project for so long. But he still lost the election because the perception was they're not doing anything for the economy, even though the whole world was going through it. The perception was, hey, nothing getting done. But, you know, we look at the roads and everything and we like it. The perception was you're selling out to foreigners, BTC sold. Even though the company BTC was sold to was not a good company, in my opinion, but at all. But it did open the way for market liberalization. So clout chase all you want about this one asked the PM to be here and that one, do all that. I'll tell you, I'll repeat this for you. When Andrew Holness from Jamaica traveled to the Bahamas for the opening of Sandals, he was criticized to the point where the office of the prime minister had to release a statement explaining that he came on Adam Stewart's plane. And then he got criticized for going on, you know, an economic stakeholder's plane, private plane. All right. This ain't no new thing. Only y'all want to act like there's something only Bahamians kicking up about. People see their prime minister traveling and they are going, well, you can't stay here. It's a real thing. All right. And his communications people, I hope they're listening, are doing him a disservice by not properly laying out exactly what is going on and also explaining to him that let's choose these things more carefully so that we understand what is happening. All right. Let's do that. So do we have another call? Let's do it. Good afternoon and welcome to the revolution. No? Okay, fine. Forget it. Let's do another text message. All right. Wait a second. My phone screwed up. It says, one, you should have entertained the census people. I don't entertain them. I don't know that they... We're here. No one rang on my doorbell. This is Juan. The PM went to talk to investors, black investors, to bring the country money. What is wrong with that? I mean, this government didn't bring in any investors. The FNM's motto was people have to come here. So let's sit back and wait because the country can't do that. Again, I'll say this again. I can say it slowly so that you understand, right? You could sit there and go, and please listen to me carefully. All right. You can sit all you want and try to explain it away. People are going to take the images of you leaving and run with that. You have to be cognizant of it. You could do all the explanations you want. Now, if you come back and go, I got 1,500, 2,000 jobs, it don't work like that, right? People are going to see you leaving and be critical of you. And you could sit here. I don't watch every political party and every political person, and they're doing it even with minister this day with me. Oh, well, this and that and this and extent, man, that don't matter. Minister fix the dump and bring the crew. Listen, people pick up on how they feel about you as the prime minister, and they run with that. So that he went to talk to investors, that's all well and good. He's leaving a lot, and I'm trying to help y'all. That your argument that he's going to do really the country's business at Canto, that someone else can't go to Canto, they must have an ambassador or something. They got an ambassador for everywhere else. You're making arguments that aren't going to stick. I'm telling you what the reality of politics is. I don't watch them lose and lose and lose again. The reality is people are going to take away the most dominant image, and the image is of you leaving. For me, I'm going to give you free communications advice. Limit that. Tell your staff, choose very carefully which engagements we accept from now until the end of the year. We want people to see you on the ground. That's where you want people to see you. Not talking to investors. They want to see you on the ground. Now, I get it. Brave ain't gonna come around and be like, come, I'm gonna go fight crime. Let's go. I can go patrol around with, you know, the SWAT, and we're going to go lock up gang members. Brave ain't come around. Come, I'm going to go make sure these fellas picking up the trash. But being here telegraphs to the Bahamian people, and you can go to the islands too. Being here telegraphs to the Bahamian people that you're on the ground on the job. I'm telling you, don't take my advice for it. Take all the millions of dollars you're paying your public relations people and your communications people and your consultants and try to spin away all you want. If you don't stay here more frequently and for longer periods of time, this is going to be something that you're not going to be able to wipe out even 4 years from now. You don't have to listen to me. I'll be here either way. Well, I'll be in the Bahamas either way. All right. What does it say? It says His Excellency Leon Williams is ambassador to Kanto. There you go, Leon Williams. Kanto, send Leon Williams. He knows what he's doing. There you go. He can talk to investors. I mean, you can't promise them nothing. You could invite them down here. We have a beautiful hotel and some beautiful resorts, beautiful land. Let me show you the Bahamas. Come on down, man. Talk about it. Let me show you some investment we could talk about. Leon Williams could tell you up and down and sideways what all going on. It said Wade Watson is in charge of technology for this administration. Now, let me see. Who is Wade Watson? This is a PLP. I should know this name. He was in... He's the MP for... Don't tell me. Wade Watson is the MP for Bainetown. Baines and Grantstown? Is it still Baines and Grant, or is it Bainetown and Grantstown? Ingram changed it with a great deal of specificity. Right? He was a coach, right? Wade Watson? Yeah? Am I warm? Right? All right. So Wade Watson's in charge of technology. Send Wade Watson. You put him in charge of technology, he could say something. By the way, and I don't mean this to be mean-spirited at all, but does anyone, I'm going to talk about the oil spill in a minute. Does anyone find it crazy that the Minister of the Environment isn't going to Exuma with the Deputy Prime Minister, well, the Acting Prime Minister, and the Minister of Works and the Minister of Transport? The Minister of the Environment isn't going? You guys need to work on that, is all I'm going to say at this point. All right? I want everybody to do well. You have to work on that. Okay? They interviewed Von Miller outside of the House of Assembly. He really had no answers. You're going to have to work on that. I know he's not an expert. He talked a lot about natural resources. You're going to have to get him up to speed. You have enough policy experts. That ministry is very large. You have enough experts to drill down a lot of these major things with him by now. All right. Okay. So, it says Leon could speak. Kanto is about telecommunications, not technology, as we need digitizing for the country. But I talked about leaps in technology to connect the region. So, I mean, I don't think it's from technology. That's a distinction without a major difference to me. This says, one, whether Davis stops traveling now or later, the FNM will still use that on their campaign in the next 10 years. They're still talking about the crime billboards. If the PM can bring in more investors, he can travel every week. The FNM can jump off the bridge. I don't care what they think or say. They will never change their minds about anything. Well, I can tell you, I don't know that that's the mindset that you want to have to win no election. I might as well brief you. We got to take a break. You may not care about what the FNM say, but it's what the public perception takes hold. All right. We got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson. Peace of mind.
Celebrate every day like a birthday with Marco's Pizza Carryout Special. Spend less and get more with our large one-topping pizza for only $10.50. Yes, one topping of your choice served on our fresh dough, fresh cheese, and signature sauce. Every single day for only $10.50. Marco's Pizza, where every day something special happens. Every store, every day, the Italian way.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
No milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Feel the glory of the 2022 World Athletics Championships in Eugene, Oregon. Feel the glory as Team Bahamas strides for gold July 15th through 24th. The World Athletics Championships, 10 days, 2,000 athletes, over 200 countries battle for supremacy. Join Guardian Media for daily updates on Team Bahamas at the World Athletics Championships at Track City, USA. Brought to you by Fidelity Bank Bahamas and by PowerAid, distributed by the Caribbean Bottling Company. Feel the glory at the World Athletic Championships 2022.
Sony Milovivo opens the throttle and comes down the home stretch.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Anyway, don't take my word about the PM traveling. Don't mind me. I just watched every administration since 1997 get voted out, but it's all good. It says, bro, what are you talking about? Hubert Ingraham got voted out because of Patelco, Perry Christie because of the FNM misled the people about the VAT money. This ain't you from yesterday. You called me bro. But I speaking with two. This you? You talking? Why are we talking about that? Let's go back to yesterday, where you bring me the audio of me saying union members should walk off their job. Let's talk about that. While you're talking about this? It says, one, how are they measuring the success of these trips that the PM is taking? I don't know, because they don't tell you. How am I supposed to know? Like, so you say the PM going to talk to investors. Like, I don't know that. Like when, what's your name? See, you know who know how to move? Again, Chester Cooper. When he went to Qatar, he explained who paid. He said where they went. He explained what they came back with, what they brought back. He had a press release. He stood up and put in his budget debate. He went to Qatar and Saudi Arabia and someone else. I want this audio of me saying the union people should walk up his job. That will have y'all puff up y'all chest to text me telling me, but I'm speaking out of two sides of my tongue. That's what I want. I don't have nothing else. Bring me the audio. Until you bring me the audio, don't text me. If I see the bro, I ain't going to read the text. Yeah, you probably ain't the only person who say, bro, you done make claims. Come now. And before we deal with anything else, that or you apologize to me. So we want our funds that is being owed to the RBDF retirees for 5 years, and we'd like to get it at the end of this month. Boy, I wish I could help you with that. It says, Juan, 30,000 gallons of oil spill in Exuma. Don't blame Minas. Juan, has Miller been bought out? Where are the reports on our aggregate mine? I don't know, man. I can't follow all these threads that y'all have dangling out here. I don't have the resources. Anyone, if the PM is the only competent person to travel and meet with these leaders, we're in a very sad state. It says, that wasn't any perception with Christie. He definitely ran a loose ship. And Ingram was selling out. Okay. Davis ain't on our run, but he can learn. It ain't long now. All right. Said, good afternoon. They wanted a cell number so they can interview you over the phone. What do you mean? Isn't asking me for a cell number. It gave me their cell number. What census reps trying to do at 8 p.m.? They better be bringing in a bottle, but seriously, are you certain that's not 8 a.m.? Because after 6:30, they wiling out here. This say 8:29 p.m. It wasn't no 8:29 a.m. Because I would have been home because my kids are in camp, but there. Says, note to self, don't start a text to Juan with bro. No. Y'all be talking crazy and loose with my name. I'm not with it. I'm not your politician. Show me where I said union members should walk. How long has the show been on? 7 years? Show me where I ever said union members should walk off the job, and I support that. And I'll not only will I give you $500, however you want it, buddy, Hannah's, or what do you call them? Arthur's, right? Marlin's, Benjamin's, Gerald Cash, 220. Oh, no. Tell me where I said that you took, because you're calling me a liar, is what you're doing. So don't text me no more until you either apologize or show me where I said that for you to be puffing up calling me any kind of liar. Juan, can we do a show on the Sovereign Wealth Fund at some point? Yeah, sure, no problem. Juan, I've noticed for the past couple of weeks you've been very defensive for the government lately. You've been explaining for them on radio. I thought that was Clint's job, LOL. No. Listen to me. I don't want you to get confused. I like Brave Davis. I want him to do well. I think he has a golden opportunity to move the country forward. I am trying to reflect on my understanding of things he's doing. So if I understand it, I'll say, I understand it. This is my understanding of it. In terms of defending that, I can defend that. If you out the country, you out the country. I can't explain that away for you. I don't even know. I didn't know he was gone until he was going until they announced it. But no, I'm not trying to defend them. I like him. I think he could be a really good prime minister. I like him so far. I do. I think he's made a lot of good moves. He's kind of trying to kick the can down the road on a number of issues. But I'm pleasantly surprised so far. One, you have to realize people just text you to just get you riled up and get jokes for themselves. Don't take it too personal. Texters are anonymous, bro. You too with bro. There you go. No, I know they're just clout chasing. I know. But I'm saying, you know, come with some evidence. Since you address me, let me hear it. Let me hear your evidence that I'm inconsistent on this. So how about 500 pounds or euros? I think, what is equivalent to the dollar now? A pound or a euro? One of them. If the exchange rates stay the same, you could get that too. You don't want this $500? All right, let's deal with Exuma. So, because I'll explain it to you like this. You may not know this about me by now. I'm petty, right? So I'm a petty person when it comes to people saying crazy stuff to me, all right? And so I get petty with you. That's me. Like someone the other day said, when did you get rude? I'm petty, I'm intolerant of a lot of people who don't say sensible stuff. That's who I am. You had to have a clue this far on. Like, and you know when I stopped checking, like a couple of years ago, C.A. Nuri, shout out to C.A. Nuri. He used to like to tag me in various random thoughts he had. He has a lot of followers on Facebook. And he tagged me about something. And I went to an explanation and just kind of facetiously. And I was like, you know, please don't tag me. And a lady got on there. The arrogance of these media, don't know me from Adam. I see and he tagged me. And I explained, look, lady, I don't know you. I'm uncomfortable at times with social media. I know all of you are not. Because though I believe I'm a gifted writer, social media cannot convey the nuance with which you're expressing things. That's why I stopped going on social media, all right? Because people often explain it. I can't detail it, so I'm not going to do it on social media. On the radio, I can kind of break it down for you more, but I'm petty, I'm intolerant, and I'm not trying to take nothing off nobody like that. Okay, Cooper says 30,000. You got to admit your flaws. You sit here and you go, well, I'm great. I'm a wonderful person. I have flaws. I'm a deeply flawed human being. And I embrace that in the spirit of there are things I will try to correct. And there are other things that I'm just going to have to live with about myself as much as possible. Which we'll talk more about that in the health aspect on the other side. Acting Prime Minister Chester Cooper advised. I'm going to stop after this. I saw a Facebook post that says Chester's been acting prime minister so much, he should just do the job. This is what y'all are getting. Don't mind me. We'll see. Because you got to be yourself. If you're coming on, for me, if I'm coming on radio, I'm being myself. And that's what I learned from Daryl. Although Daryl's a whole other kettle of fish. Daryl's who he is. And he don't hide that. He comes on the radio and he's, I'm not going to do this Murtaugh type stuff shirt in the news today. It's not gonna happen unless there's a different role for me doing that. Acting Prime Minister Chester Cooper advised today that 30,000 gallons of oil spilled in Exuma waters between yesterday and this morning. He said mitigation efforts have commenced. As my information is that sometime last night between 5 p.m. and 4 a.m., that's a large window. A vessel, the Arabian, contracted for Sun Oil, was offloading fuel to BPL in the area of the old Navy base in Georgetown. And this morning it was confirmed that there was a significant spill to the tune of $30,000, Cooper said in the House of Assembly. We're advised at the moment that the oil is contained in the bay, the area of the Exuma Sailing Club. I've spoken to relevant ministers, and I am advised that all of the agencies of the government are deployed to mitigate the matter. Cooper, the MP for Exuma, said he also spoke with executives of Sun Oil who are cooperating. He assured government is working to do it best as possible in the shortest time possible. Okay, so Cooper's checking it out with other people. I mean, I guess it's good that he's going. I don't know if he's going to, like, put out boons and contain the spill, but I would want to go see it, too, if I were acting prime minister, and he is the Exuma's and Ragged Island MP, and also, you know, is a very good case to be made for the rapid expansion of renewable energy technology in our family islands, because Exuma's got to have some of the most beautiful water on planet Earth. Got to. I haven't been everywhere on Earth, but I if it gets better than that, I got to go see it. Yeah. Okay. So this says we're going to go to news here in a moment. It says the problem is many 50 plus Baymans only know how to put you in a pool as a PLP or an FNM. So if you defend Brave, you're a PLP, it's shabby. I mean, I don't, if you think I'm a PLP, I don't care. I all of history should inform you otherwise, but no problem. Now, Michael Darvall also tabled the Mental Health Act today, which we're going to go through, not today. I'm going to sit down, digest it, and we go through tomorrow, but we are going to talk about the hospital situation on the other side. Good afternoon, Juan. I also received one of the census notes, 2022 callback notice. I called the number and gave her the details over the phone. It took less than 15 minutes. She said the time was 8:15 p.m., was used because that's when she got off from work. I recommend that you give her a call, as I'm not comfortable with any strangers at my house in the evening. No, I'm not either. And I don't think the census people are going to, like, stick me up. You know, I just ain't with that. Says, bro, wrong texter. I'm not that person. Check your vibes before you call me out. You need to apologize, bro. I don't know that you could be texting me to say you're not that texter and just be playing, you know, games with me. If it's not you, I apologize. If it's me, I'm, if I'm right, bring the audio. I'll run you to 500. So it seems like the oil is contained in the bay because the wind is blowing that way. We can talk about this. That's not acceptable. I'm sorry. Okay. This says petty, but that's how Carl Kummer described minutes. He said, we don't need no petty conniving people to apply for leadership. Are you conniving? If not conniving, we could possibly work with you. Conniving is not one of my flaws, so I'm not conniving. It says, hey, bro, you love Brave, so you don't love Menace. I love all of God's children and my brothers in Christ, all of them. I like Brave, though, as well. We got to go to break. We'll be right back.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Good to have you with us. Somebody told me that I said $30,000 worth of oil spilled in Exuma. I do apologize. That I should have said 30,000 gallons. All right. There's a distinct difference between the two. $30,000 worth of oil. Hell, what's oil going for now? 90, 95 for a 55 gallon drum. Anyway, it's 30,000 gallons of oil, which is a lot. Most of you probably have a 50 or 100 gallon water tank where you live, or water heater where you live. You may have a septic tank, I don't know. Like a five, think about how big that is, and then divide that into the 33,000, right? So it's a lot, all right? A lot. So, well, for instance, my neighbor, 500 gallon water tank, it's as tall as I am, right? So imagine 60 something 500 gallon water tanks full of oil spilling in the harbor, and that's a last report. That's not a good thing. That's a bad thing. And I don't know when something else like this would have happened. I would say, though, that anyway, y'all are going to say I'm piling on people and I don't want to be like that. I'm going to say, though, for your environment, minister, the minister doesn't have to be a technical expert in the field. I get that. But for the sensitivity of the environment and all we're doing in the Bahamas, you may want to look more carefully at that. Right. So, for instance, Romy Ferreira, he was an environmental lawyer. So he was expert in his field, had degrees in environmental science. Jo Beth Colby Davis, she is an environment lawyer. All right. She handled legal proceedings for the current prime minister in his law firm. She was the attorney for Bahamas Petroleum Company. She would be an expert in the field. Maybe you want to look at some of these positions. You want someone who's technically proficient. But that could be all. Just think about it for some. All right. So 30,000 gallons of oil is spilled in Exuma. They say that the BPL is down there. Sun Oil is down there. The Ministry of the Environment is down there. They are probably there by now. The acting prime minister, the minister of transport, the minister of works, and other officials should be in Exuma as we speak, depending on which plane they took and when they left. They should be there by now. And they're assessing the situation. That is wild, wild stuff. You can go on the official Nassau Guardian and see pictures on Facebook, and you can see pictures and video of the spill. It's really just terrible. That is a pristine body of water in the bay there. It is beautiful. It's basically, it encompasses, some of y'all are Exuman. I've only been a few times. It encompasses the regatta site. You know, it's really a beautiful, and Exuma's bread and butter is it's a natural beauty. All right. That's its bread and butter and the pigs, I guess. I don't know. But how do pigs get there? Anyone? Yeah, if you look at these pictures, on the Facebook page, it's in the area of the old Navy base in Georgetown. You can see how the oil has kind of polluted the water. That's tragic. You get the oil has discolored the water. Like you can see where there's oil, and then there's these pristine Exuma waters. That someone has to be held accountable for. They have to be. All right. That's A. B. It's not an immediate thing, but I'm saying, pardon me, if you're going around talking about climate change, you got to expedite what you're doing with renewables, particularly in the Family Islands. And you have Rocky Mountain Institute and some other people who are working with the government to do that. But this just makes the case for that. If you look on the beach, the water is just incredibly dark, and it's a problem. And Cooper's going to, let me show you something. If you want to, going back to my point before, if you want to be petty, right? So the last few national emergencies, right? Or big, huge international matters. So the deaths on Exuma at Sandals. Who was the person who was front and center who dealt with that? Chester Cooper, because the PM was not here. Okay? If you look at this, right? Chester Cooper, again, is dealing with it. I'm not saying it's by design, but it's been Chester Cooper, the airport thing, right? And the prime minister was here. Chester Cooper, right? And then Keith Bell got involved. You're going to have this perception that someone's left to mind the store while someone else is not paying careful enough attention. And don't blame me, because that's what everyone likes to do. It's the media, the media, media. Is it? Or is it like you could have done better, or you should hire your own people? Like y'all rated. So I'm going to be petty. I told y'all I was petty. and I'm going to show you I'm petty right now. So you guys raided all the media houses, okay? Because you claim that you want the best professional people and you want, and we don't offer career paths for all the great professionals in media, et cetera, right? And you hired all these people in media to go all throughout the government and all that. I'm gonna be petty now. Try not to take it personal. Although I don't blame you if it does feel a little personal, but it's not. It's not personal, it's an overall thrust, right? How's that working out for you? Like, do you feel as though you have a crack communications team, like, compared to, like, Menace? Or compared to Christy? Let me know how it's working out for you. Because no one really understands what's going on with the government unless they're tuning into what the media is saying to this day, even after being raided and all the shifts in media. So that's my petty that I'm throwing at you. I could work on it, but not today. Okay, let's do some text messages. Since it's by design, I think Brave knows when something about to pop up. Okay, this says JoBeth Colby, Minister of Transport, will be there. Yeah, I know. Says Leon Williams is actually ambassador to International Telecommunications Union, under which Canto falls. Listen, I'm not tripping off Brave going to Miami, you know. Go to Miami, go rub shoulders, make contacts. I'm just saying I can't shield you. I mean, A, it ain't my job. B, why would I? I can't shield you from what people are going to say. All right. Text messages. Our Visa debit service is back up and running. What? Oh, sorry. It's from First Caribbean. At least they're on it. Man, when I'm tired of this, we need an agency, firm, whatever, specifically for suing entities for environmental damage. Cruise ship dumping, oil spills, poaching, encroachment on national parks, destruction of mangroves, et cetera. Yeah, I agree. Romy Ferrer changed the laws. I don't have them at my fingertips but the last administration changed the laws to get tougher on environmental damage. I'd like to see what happens. Do you understand how beautiful that bay in Exuma is? Go on the Nassau Guardian's website and go look at the pictures. I'm going to look at them while I should be talking to you. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. How's it going?
Hey, how you doing, bro?
I'm good.
I don't know basically what your general team is today.
Just current affairs.
But I would like to ask you something. I was listening to Guardian this morning, and the U.S. government sent out a advisory on the human people discussing it. They even discussed it in the House of Assembly
right this
morning.
Trafficking in person, Jess.
And right, there we go, yeah. And I want to know, probably, you know, because, like, we got some problems with that, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway,
major
bro,
problems.
Have a good one, eh?
Yes, I will, thank you. Major problems. If we have a chance, we'll talk about it. Not today, but we'll talk about it if we have a chance. It's not an issue that we should just gloss over. And that, for all the activity that goes on in that nice cove there, it's a beautiful cove if you look at it. Bahamas is so beautiful. I don't know why y'all hate it. Someone told me the other day, it's not that we don't like the Bahamas, it's that we don't like the people. And I'm like, watch your mouth, man. All right? These are my people. I can talk to them crazy. Not you. This was a foreign person, an expat. Watch your mouth. Don't worry about it. All right. Yeah, we're overweight and we can't drive. And some of us enjoy random acts of ridiculous violence. Watch your mouth. These are my people. I can talk bad about them, not you. All right. But the Bahamas is incredibly beautiful. I won't even talk bad about you. I kind of talk bad to you sometimes. I can work on that too. Let me see. Yeah, it's just beautiful. I just have this picture. I just saved this picture. Is Reno Curling took these pictures. Just incredible, the contrast. And the person's right, because you can see the way the wind's blowing. You can see the way the waves are going. That's probably containing the oil. And if the wind goes in the other direction, Scroogeville. So, you know, get the boons, whatever. Let's do that. All right. We already screwed up much of New Providence. Let's not make Exuma suffer too. We got a call again. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. No call? Okay. Fair enough. It says, who owns Sun Oil? I'm pretty sure Focal does. All right. So nothing's coming out of this disaster. Well, that can't happen. There has to be accountability. All right. Like, I don't know what happened. I don't know if something burst or they hit something. I don't know what happened exactly. But that can't work. I believe the reason Brave is traveling so much is to shame the people who said he couldn't travel at all. Well, all those people have shut up now or start talking about how much he's traveling. So if that's what you're trying to do, it's done. It's mission accomplished. Well, I know that we concentrated on cruise ships in recent years, but what about these other vessels sinking or running aground? The cruise ships pay the Americans all the penalties, but will we now be compensated? Surely after the last bill under the previous administration, we should have shored up our laws by now. We did. Like I said, I don't have them right here to go through them again, but we did. We shored up our laws for good. Because they were paying, the United States was fining these people for dumping in our waters because they were U.S. companies, right? U.S. entities. And we weren't getting anything. And Carnival paid like $40 million. It says the pigs were left there by sailors during World War I or World War II. World War II? The pig's been there from World War II. You sure about that? You giving me accurate information? That's 80 years ago. The pig's been out there for 80 years, and we just got him to it. Says they were going to return to eat them, but didn't, and came back later to see the pigs living and swimming. That's the story I was told. How questions that? Those pigs got by for 80 years. One, in my view, the U.S. ain't have no credibility to tell us about human trafficking. None. I mean, human trafficking is certainly a problem in the United States of America, no doubt. They had this recent episode in north of the U.S.-Mexico border. Can't remember the town. Where they had 50 migrants abandoned in a trailer. Someone just left them there. And they died from heat exhaustion. I know Jesus ain't in a lot of y'all, but how do you do that? How do you leave people locked in a trailer? Don't even open it, just abandon them. How do you do that and continue? Like, what does it take? You ever watch Mindhunter on Netflix, and they talk to the serial killer? What does it take to do something so incredibly cruel? All right, we're going to a break. We'll be right back. I want to talk more about the spill, and I want to touch on the hospital thing. Because I want to say something, and you're getting mad again, but it's for your own good. Stay tuned.
Do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels.
Do insurance your way.
Online. Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
We're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper Collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Okay. Let me address something else for you. I know you want to talk about Exhumed. We're going to talk about that. We can talk about it in the next few days because that ain't look like nothing they can clean up today. This is from Bahamas.com. It says Big Major Key is uninhabited and the pigs are not native to the island. Some say they were left by a group of sailors who planned to come back and cook them, or the pigs swam over from a shipwreck nearby. I believe the ship years thriving. They would have been, I'm sorry, also, what do the pigs eat? I'm confused. What natural, because they look like they depended on people feeding them, or am I wrong? Are there sources of sustenance on the keys, on Big Major Key? Have the pigs formed an agrarian society and they've learned to plow and seed the earth? Is that what, because it's, okay. Why do people risk their lives like that, human smuggling, whether it's for economic reasons or not, at some point when a decision that could cost you your life and your family lives is undertaken, you must be held responsible for participating and doing better. It says, Juan, pigs are smart. Uh-huh, yeah, sure, they're. Yeah, no, pigs are super smart. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, they've really got it figured out. They're next on the food chain. Pigs are really smart. Someone told me octopuses are smart. Is it octopuses or octopi? Octopuses are smart. Are they? Because they look pretty dumb. They can find their way off a boat. Can they build machines? I mean, I don't mean to not rate them, but come on. All right. It says, why haven't those pigs gone feral after all those years? Yeah, because somebody's feeding them. Ain't nobody been feeding them for 80 years. Say, hey, Juan, the pigs eat roots. They can survive without us. Okay, roots. I'll buy that. Maybe for 80 years they've been eating roots. Wouldn't there have been like 5,000 pigs by this time? Like a major, like a whole Oscar Mayer farm worth of pigs? Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Let me do this story because this is serious. It says, pigs eat anything. Remember in Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal Lecter injected one of his victims with a paralytic. He was in the pig pen and the pigs ate him. Yes. Yes. And then he, Mason Verger was the name. You got to read the book. It's even better. Mason Verger, he was like a billionaire. And him and Hannibal Lecter got high on these heavy, or Hannibal Lecter, and he started cutting off his face and feeding it to his dogs. And then when Verger came to, he was all messed up and plotted to capture Hannibal Lecter and have pigs eat him alive. And then Verger ended up getting eaten alive by the pigs. Okay, this says, most PMH theaters out of commission. And here's why I want you to hear this, right? And I want you to understand that I'm trying to do this because I want to help you. And this is the best way how. And I'm not trying to let anybody off the hook. I'm just trying to help you to understand that we are in a dire situation and you're going to have to look after your own interests in terms of your health, because we don't currently have the capacity to look after it for you. All right. So I'm going to read a bit of this and I'm going to go into what I say. Right. Juan, there you go talking about books again. I know. My bad. No book. Book. Movie good. Book bad. Audiobook? Y'all don't audiobook? Y'all don't know if that counts? No? Okay. It says, most PMH theaters out of commission. Several wards remain closed as hospital in critical state. This is underscoring the critical challenges facing Princess Margaret Hospital. The public hospital authority said yesterday three wards remain closed due to the need for renovations. And only three of eight operating theaters are functioning due in part to staffing challenges and the need for parts for critical equipment, which are being impacted by financial and supply chain challenges. Fair enough. Responding to questions from the Nassau Guardian, the PHA said it was awaiting the allocation of funding to carry out needed renovations. Okay, so let's pause there. You're awaiting the allocation of funding. It's July 20th, all right? And I am not trying to be a hater. I know I say that a lot. But let me say this. So it's July 20th. So while we pause there, I'm going to tell you more about it. They're waiting for funding. I just want to clarify this. So on the 15th of June, Minister of Health, Dr. Michael Darvill, addressed the House of Assembly during the 2022-2023 budget debate. Okay? He said, I'm pleased to report that in this year's budget, my ministry received a total budget allocation of $316 million, $322,383 for the fiscal year. Of this sum, the budget allocation of the Public Hospital Authority is $232,455,854. That's a pretty specific number. National Health Insurance budget is $46.2 million. Department of Public Health is $52,935,740. He says, proving that all arms of my ministry received substantial increases. Okay, so let's continue. PHA said they're waiting on funding. All right. He says, the PHA remains steadfast in providing exemplary patient care to the residents and visitors to the Commonwealth of Bahamas. Okay. So he talked about the PHA, and the PHA covers critical care, emergency care, dialysis, all the operating theaters, radiology, all the labs, basically all the equipment. All right. And he talked about the people that they wanted to get inside, more than 4,000 people, all right, operate in the public hospital's authority system. Okay. So he says, we've weathered many storms over the last 3 years with the COVID-19 pandemic. The wear and tear to the physical plant at the RAND and the Princess Margaret hospitals is self-evident. Both facilities need immediate and substantial upgrades. As a result, Head 60 line item 2511213 in the PHA budget has been increased by $9 million. Going from $223 million, yada, 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 to $232,455,000 in this year's budget. It says, because we have no alternative facilities, these upgrades and repairs must be carried out while medical services are ongoing, which will impact staff efficiency, patient comfort, and satisfaction in the short term. He said, the bottom line is that the PHA is no longer severely under budgeted and will have the essential funding to improve healthcare delivery systems at our hospitals and clinics in Grand Bahama and Grand Key Abaco. Okay. Now, the PHA says a month later they're waiting on funding to begin renovations. Not sure why. And this also shows you how budgets work, like how the government of the Bahamas works. Like what some people believe, I'm not saying all, I know a lot of you follow this stuff and understand it. But some people believe the budget goes, we're allocating $350 million for the Royal Bahamas Police Force. And everyone goes, oh, great. That means that someone's going to go shoot $350 million out to Clayton Fernander and tell him, knock yourself out, right? Go ahead. We'll see you next year. Here's your money. Go do whatever you want. And he's like, great, I got all this money. I'm going to do exactly what I want. That's not how it works. They can only pay what they're borrowing from the revenue they're borrowing and the revenue that comes in. And they don't get the whole $2.8 billion, I think it's $2.8 billion. I could be wrong about that. It's somewhere under three, I think. They don't get all of that up front, one shot, and they go, let's buy everything. And then they got to come back. Oh, well, let's get more. No, they're paying as they go. We're on a cash basis. They pay what's in front of them. Salaries do, pay it. We ordered cars. We got to pay them to get them here. Pay that if we got the cash. That's how we're doing. And on top of that, we're running a major overdraft at RBC. To the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. So the budget isn't something where they just get throw the money at you and go, here's the money, move it around and da-da. No, it's like they say, here's what we expect to spend over the entire year, and they're gonna pay that as they go, as the bills come due. And some of the bills they're just gonna push back. So Darnell says they got all this money. The PHA says they're waiting on funding. You're gonna wanna record this part, because you tell me I'm such a bad person. I don't blame Hubert Minnis and the last administration entirely for the state of the public health care plant. I'll say it again. You're recorded. I don't blame former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis and the former administration entirely for the state of the public health care plant. There were some innovative, creative things I think they could have done to facilitate these repairs, but given the hammer of COVID, we had a bit of time at the beginning, and I think the beginning was a lot of clout chasing, a lot of looking like commander in charge, da, 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 when we weren't really slammed with COVID-19, you know, we shut the whole party down. But it wasn't a bunch of COVID-19 cases. We shut it down when there was one case. I remember we go, four, fuck, you know what I mean? And now we go, what is it, 90? All right. What's for lunch? We got hit so hard, and that's why I say entirely, because there's stuff that could have happened, but you'd have to have almost a really perfect set of circumstances with everybody operating at maximum capacity. And it just isn't realistic, particularly given that it was prime minister, but still. But we got hit so hard by COVID-19 that I don't see any way they could have conducted these repairs. All right. I don't see any way. And a lot of people look at me. Some people said to me, "Oh, you're like a science denier." I'm like, "What are you talking about? COVID-19 exists, right? There are a lot of comorbidities in this society that we're just going to get people one way or the other. I don't think you should have done this stuff with all the kids. But I know that COVID-19 is real. I've had COVID-19. And that's why I know it doesn't impact everyone the same way. By the way, and I'm not going to run on with this. It's just brief because we only have limited time. The Minister of Education, Glenys Hannah-Martin, gave a presentation in the House today, which I would urge you to go look up or read about certainly tomorrow, talking about the learning loss experienced due to COVID-19 in Latin America and the Caribbean. And we're going to talk about that one day, all right? Because we screwed a lot of kids over and we've screwed ourselves too, because we're going to have to live with this unless we fix it, which he talked about that as well. I have to say it because it's bothering me. It's not her, but the report said it, that children in Latin America and the Caribbean, school-age children, had the most significant learning loss on the planet, except sub-Saharan Africa. Okay, so I'm no black nationalist. I know some people want me to be, but I'm not. I believe we can all live together. It is racist to talk about sub-Saharan Africa. All right. And I'm not saying that you started that, Glenys Hannah-Martin, but I'm just saying, like, I think we should stop doing this and stop buying into this narrative that there's this stark difference between Africa that is occupied by the Sahara Desert, which is more Arab countries, although there's lots of Muslims south of the Sahara. That's something made to delegitimize African countries whose black majorities sought independence from colonialism and try to smear them with a stigma. That's all that is. All right. I'm not living in la la land. I believe we all must get together and be, but we got to acknowledge certain truths. All right. So, because the fact of the matter is, if you look up, is South Africa in sub-Saharan Africa? No. How is South Africa not in sub-Saharan Africa? Right? It's just something to make black people look bad. Do with that what you will. If you want to deny that that sort of racism is still pervasive, knock yourself out. I'm here to say, I don't think the Minister of Education should buy into it. I don't know, you got to change terminology all the time, but that's just me. That bothers me when I hear that. Except sub-Saharan Africa. Word. All the countries south of the Sahara in Africa fared worse than, say, Algeria, Egypt, which isn't as wealthy as some of the same countries you talk about in sub-Saharan Africa. Anyway, I'll move on. Here's what's happening in the PHA, and I want to detail this for you just to give you a message. It's not going to be long. This says 45 beds in the hospital are not available for use. Medical Mail 1 was removed from service through water intrusion, which reduced the bed capacity by 16 in 2019. Mail Surgical 2 was removed from service in 2018 due to water intrusion and a condemned AC system, which reduced bed capacity to 14 beds. The I ward was removed from service in 2022 due to structural concerns with the flooring, which reduced bed capacity by 15 beds. Female surgical wards 1 and 2 returned to service on Monday upon the necessary completion of repairs to the AC system. That added 25 beds. PHA said the hospital has available 53 COVID beds. I thought you were turning the nursing college into a COVID center. They said, which add to the official bed count, but are limited in use due to their purpose and current function. That means not a lot of people with COVID-19 are being treated for COVID-19 symptoms in the hospital. All right. PHA said COVID-19 delayed the necessary repairs to the respective wards due to the access to the hospital and related challenges. We await the allocation of funding to proceed with necessary renovations. So, Darvel, PHA wants their money. All right. Ask whether it's true that it's almost impossible to maintain ordinary levels of service in the intensive care unit operating theaters, dialysis unit, and accident and emergency department due to a shortage of trained registered nurses. The PHA said in some areas, we're operating at reduced levels due to our staffing shortages, inclusive of nurses, anesthetic assistants. I am a news person. I should know this. It said dialysis is functioning with nurses and trained technicians. Retention and recruitment nurses, Lamb is subject of discussion in relation to healthcare at PMH. And that's happening in all the Caribbean. Now, you brought the Cubans in, which I supported. I thought y'all would have found the ones who speak English. Am I mistaken? Ain't there 12 million Cubans? Y'all can find 60, 70 who work in nursing who speak English? 100? Gotta be. You can't bring them here if they don't speak English. That was never going to work unless you put translators in the hospital, and then there's more Cuban, there's more COVID-19 issues. Anyway, they're looking to recruit from English-speaking countries, which I assume means much of India, much of the Philippines, and also Africa. Sub-Saharan Africa. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
When it comes to picking a pharmacy that is convenient, reliable, and puts you first, only one name comes to mind, Will Max Pharmacy, a team of trusted and trained pharmacists ready to serve and assist you with all your pharmaceutical and over-the-counter needs. We also carry beauty and hair products as well as household and everyday supplies. Open 7 days a week, 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. NIV drug plan is accepted. Cut down your wait time. WhatsApp new prescriptions and refills to 817-4067. Visit Will Max Pharmacy today. Poinciana Drive, opposite University of the Bahamas. Call 323-1037.
Hello? Can you show you something else, boy? Who this is? Tamika? You ain't even remember my name? Wow, Dred.
Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning your trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you gotta get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grandma, she ain't get no money. But I see her hiding that under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO WHO, Canada, and USAID.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way.
For 25 years, Advantage Insurance has provided coverage for your most prized possessions, offering insurance plans to cover your vehicle, home, business, and boat with customized options that work with your budget. Now, Advantage says thank you to all our loyal customers and business partners over the past 25 years. Call 356-0285 or visit Advantage Insurance on Collins Avenue today. When every dollar counts, count on Advantage. Celebrating 25 years of service.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Oh, let me say this real quick, and then I'll tell you what I want to tell you before we got to go. This says that the stories you got about the pigs are all incorrect. The pigs were put on Big Major's Key by residents of Staniel Key. The residents also put goats on the key. They were put there for hunting. Now, that sounds legit. As opposed to they were dropped off in World War II. That I can buy. Totally. Thank you. I'm going to run with that until someone else tells me something else. It says, legend has it farmers in Stanaki secure their pig pen right outside Stanaki Village. The village complained about the stench blowing into the village from the farm. Farmers were forced to dial up a solution. Their solution, moving the pigs to nearby island, the Big Major's Key, later known as Pig Island, where they would boat the pigs daily feed to them at the same time every day. Okay. Soon the pigs pick up the pattern and they would come swimming out to the boat. That's doable too, but this person was from Exuma, who, family's from Exuma, who sent that to me, so maybe they would probably know, who sent me the thing about the hunting. Let me say this to you, and I'll say it briefly, because we got to go. I say all that about the hospital and the public hospital authority and the public health care plant, not to demonize anyone or talk bad about the government. We're talking about how we need to have a better health care plant, which is true, and we need better facilities and better, more resources. That's all true, but I say this to say this to you so that you understand what I'm trying to say. If you have problems right now, the number one cause of death in the Bahamas is heart disease, all right? The second from last year would have been complications from COVID-19, right? And after all that, non-communicable diseases, your diabetes, again, your heart disease, number one cause of death, sorry, ischemic heart failure, the number one cause of death. You got your diabetes, your heart disease, all right, your high blood pressure. Listen to me. We have to take better care of ourselves as a nation. We have to. Now, you're going to come tell me the government got to tell us what to eat and what all to do. Your grandparents knew what to eat. The government didn't tell them nothing. I do all these shows with New Life, with different people. We have to take better care of ourselves. If you get in problems right now, it is going to be a challenge for the public healthcare system to help you. The dialysis is going smoothly now. All right, other issues. As a nation, we have to call on the people who are running the public healthcare system to do on their power to make sure it is a robust system that can accommodate us all. But we have to do our best to maintain healthy lifestyles, particularly as we get older, because we're falling apart. Now, I'll say this. When Jesus calls your number, your ticket getting punched, and you can't help that. But until that happens and you are here, try to live as healthy a life as possible. And what I'm noticing too, and I don't have time to expound on it, is that a lot of the men are now having a lot of the poor health outcomes that we used to see just with women. And so now Bahamian males on average are starting to become overweight, don't exercise, drink too much. I had these issues too. You can change this. You can take some agency over your health. Yes, you want a healthcare system that's robust, but all the doctors in the world won't keep you alive for very long if you don't take care of your health. So until the Lord calls you home, please, let's can't expect the healthcare system to change us. We can expect the healthcare system to change, but only we can change our behavior outside of massive government intervention where they start banning foods that all of us like to partake in at times. All right? That's my message to you. Take care of yourself. We can talk more about the failings of the healthcare system, but please take care of yourself. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your children. You don't want to be in your 60s, 70s, debilitated, a drain on everybody. You want to experience life too. Do well, right? Be robust. You could be 80 living well, all right? Please take better care of yourself. We're having far too negative outcomes with the health of our people. And it is mainly, it ain't that they ain't giving us vaccines and we catching mumps and dying. It is mainly due to our diet and our lifestyle that we are sedentary and that we eat too much, eat the wrong things, drink too much. All right. That's my message to you. Do with it what you will. You guys take care out there. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, Bahamas.